This episode, sponsored by Stan Shoes.
Does your body hurt more than it used to after a long day? You're not getting old. You're not out of shape. You're just absorbing too much impact. Every step on hard floors adds up, and eventually your feet, knees, or back start calling the shots. That's not age. That's physics. Most shoes aren't built to handle a full day of impact. Until now. Stand Plus Energy Recovery Footwear is engineered to dissipate shock and reduce stress on joints. Their dual-density system gives you cushioning where you need relief and structure where it matters. They're accepted by the American Podiatric Medical Association, HSA and FSA eligible, and worn by over 100,000 people who feel the difference every day. If recovery is becoming the limiter, it's time to change that. Go to StandShoes.com and experience real relief in every step.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
I promise you guys, success is the loneliest road out there. It's you and your shadow at the end, because it's too f***ing hard. People don't want to be around you because you cause them through brainstorming of their failures and shortcomings and how they could have been like you, but they fail. And then if you're a nice guy, they hate you even more because you're successful and nice, and then they hate themselves for hating you. But they're just hating how they ran their life because they sold their soul early in life.
You know, if you're going to create anything of value in this life, even if it's with other people, you're going to have to be willing to be on your own for a bit, to forage on your own, to take walks alone, and then return to people, to your tribe, so to speak, and share with them what you've learned, or maybe even just show up with whatever energy shift has occurred while you were off.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it. Well, I think it's critical, these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday, there was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't, I can't do it. I just don't, people are talking to me and in my head I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
What's the central part of your training? Is it running? Is it sparring? Or
central part is in dodging the nightclubs and the parties and the girls. You want the truth and being in the bed by yourself 9 o'clock at night. If you can get better, as you'll make it.
You gotta pay a price for winning, but most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily. Just like the stock market goes up and down, the price of winning changes on a daily, daily basis. And you got to be willing to pay that price, whatever it is on that day.
My personal goal is to squeeze every ounce of potential out of whatever I have. And I think that if you feel like you have potential left over, then it will eat you alive until you do something about it. Every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then and you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm, because Like in The Matrix, when Trinity opens the door when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, "Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be." And then he closes the door. Like right now, this moment that you're going through is Trinity opening the door and being like, you could go back, but then you'd have to remember exactly what the reason was that you decided not to go out to begin with. Just because you listen to this podcast and you consume this content, you're like, I can do more than this. Like, because you are starting to live in some of that hell where you look in the mirror and you're like, I can do more. And you start to see the person that you could be. And you're like, this does start to feel like hell.
Obviously, no one is sitting next to me. No one's behind me. The only thing I got is this light here. If I close this, it's off. If I open this, it's on. I'm on myself. There's only one person I can talk to here. So what does this mean? Here's what it means. The first couple years of your business, you are going to get to a moment where this happens to you. You can't call your wife. You can't call your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend. You know why? Because you told them you have big dreams and ambitions and they believed you and they said, go for it. You can't call your friends because you told your friends you got big plans. You cannot call your peers. You cannot call anybody, not your parents, because you told your parents, I don't want to go to college and become a lawyer. I don't want to pursue and become that engineer. I want to go become a businessman, a salesperson, or an entrepreneur. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself in a car like this all by yourself, talking to only one person, and it's you.
There's a huge sacrifice that people don't think about. You know, most people think, oh, I'm going to start a company. 2 months later, it's going to be worth $1 billion, and I'm going to make a fortune. That is actually not what happens to 99% of people. 8 out of 10 fail. They have to do it 3 times. They spend a decade before they get their hit, or they work at one company for 15 years, and they finally get an exit. It's more like that, and the personal sacrifice is huge. There is no soccer game on Saturday. There's no Sunday dinner with the family. You're working because some guy in China or in India or some woman out there is kicking your ass because we're in a global competition now. And so I don't care what your business is, men, women, you have to understand that you're going into a huge lifestyle change. And I tell people it's not for everybody. Don't do it if you don't have the stamina to get kicked around and driven into the ground and get up and do it again and beaten up by people that tell you, this is not kumbaya stuff. This is hardcore stuff.
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult.
I think a hopeful message that anyone can think about who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But in the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear. And arguably, that fight is a harder fight to win than beating a dragon when you have a nuclear bomb and 6 nations behind you.
You got that day, you woke up, you put your shoes on, you went for a run, you worked out your driveway, you got a good day in.
Yep.
That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
Right.
You got some momentum, you could change everything.
When you do anything, it adds up. When you do nothing, it amounts to zero. So take the small steps every day. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days. They take 500 days. Maybe they take 5,000 days. They take time. But it's little steps that add up. So put in the daily effort. Let that be your reward. Reward yourself. Feel gratification from knowing that you moved the needle, even just a little bit.
The one thing that made me who I am today is being vulnerable. It's breaking myself down to the absolute rock bottom and being able to tell people who I am. And that's how I fixed it. You know, life created this person, me. Life created me to be this, the person I was back in the day. And I had to realize, man, that's okay, man. It's not my fault. Now I gotta go back and fix it, though.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where this started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you.
That success, come a lot of people that are, you know, going to applaud you, but the majority will hate you, man. They really will. They're going to hate you because, you know, your success is a spotlight shining down on their misfortune. They hate you for what you're doing is reminding them of their missed opportunities and stuff.
This episode, sponsored by Stan Shoes. Does your body hurt more than it used to after a long day? You're not getting old. You're not out of shape. You're just absorbing too much impact. Every step on hard floors adds up, and eventually your feet, knees, or back start calling the shots. That's not age. That's physics. Most shoes aren't built to handle a full day of impact. Until now. Stand Plus Energy Recovery Footwear is engineered to dissipate shock and reduce stress on joints. Their dual-density system gives you cushioning where you need relief and structure where it matters. They're accepted by the American Podiatric Medical Association, HSA and FSA eligible, and worn by over 100,000 people who feel the difference every day. If recovery is becoming the limiter, it's time to change that. Go to StanShoes.com and experience real relief in every step.
So, you know, it's lonely, man. Just like being this only car out in the parking lot. But if you're cool with that, man, if you're cool with walking in the shadows of yourself and, you know, the only person you got is the man right there in the shadow, man. How you doing? Pretty good. How you doing? All right, man. Cool, cool. It's kind of weird me having a conversation with you, but ain't no one else around because everyone else has faded way back then, way back there. You know, if you're cool with that kind of walk of life, I tell you, man, the world is your playground.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself. And I think the first thing you have to do, I think the first thing we have to do is we have to get ourselves to the point where we don't necessarily need a companion. It's not ideal. It's not ideal, but it's doable. And sometimes it beats the alternative. And the reason why we cannot face the concept of not having any companion is because we're not comfortable with ourselves as a companion. We don't want to be left alone by ourselves with ourselves. So we come in and we sit down and we get on our phone or we turn on the TV or we go wherever, we do whatever, because we don't want to face the reality of being by ourselves with ourselves.
When I was sleeping on the gym floor, right? Like, you know, I was the underdog and everyone, you know, my clients were all like, oh, good for you. You know, you're going after your dream. They'd see my blanket and my pillow in the corner of the gym and they knew I was sleeping there. And it was evident, you know, I lived there. I didn't have a shower. Didn't have a shower to go to the YMCA to go shower. And that everybody was like pro me. And then people would come in, they sign up like, I'm gonna support you, right? And then within 9 months, I had hired people and I had a manager and I pulled up and I remember I walked in the lobby and all the same people were like, ah, oh, boss man's here. Oh, you're not too good for us now, right? And I remember being so jarred by the experience and I was like, you guys rooted for me. And I was like, and now I did what you said you were rooting for me to do. And that was when I realized that people want you to do well, but not better than them.
Oh, you know the truth. You know the truth. You know the darkness of the dungeons and the demons that fly. You know, and then from there, it's like, oh, okay, you were there. You know this. There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pat on the back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you. So those things that come out of me, that extract from me in the darkness, people are looking for that pat on the back. Where is it? Oh, I don't need it. Because what I've done is in the unseen work, I've built Frankenstein. So whenever it gets nasty, David Goggins goes, you had nobody anyway, mother. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing.
Like the amount of times when I was on my lonely path where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with. That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing, he's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does.
So let's talk about time alone and how important actually, time alone is. Time alone makes you see, first of all, who God is. Second of all, it lets you see who you are. And the third thing, it lets you see what will fit you, what will fit in your life. You need time alone to discover these things. And some people fight being alone. They fight being alone. They fight being single. They don't enjoy it. They just anything, just invite anybody over. You invite people over, you don't even like, just come on over, girl, come on over. Let's just hang out, because you're afraid of being alone and you avoid of thinking.
All of man's problems arise because he cannot sit by himself in a room for 30 minutes alone.
90% of your life will suck. 10% will be happy. You may be a lucky guy and have a lot of money, have a great ass woman, all this. Trust me. One-on-one with that guy, he's missing something. His life still sucks because he hasn't faced something that bothered him his whole life.
Get a lot of questions constantly about how do I get to this certain level, okay? It takes time, time. Acorn takes time to turn into an oak tree. So you can't expect to play in an orchestra when you don't have that experience. So time brings wisdom, knowledge. You have to be willing to spend time alone to discover your purpose and to understand the process of becoming into who you are.
I think it's just giving yourself permission to suck. It's giving yourself permission to be unhappy. It's giving yourself permission to not achieve while you do for a long period of time. It's giving yourself permission to lose friends. It's giving yourself permission to do things that's different than people in your social circle or your age group are doing. It's giving you permission, giving yourself permission to be an exception so that you can become exceptional.
It takes a lot of patience, a lot of time, and a lot of pitfalls, a lot of plateaus. You can hit so many plateaus. If you don't know how to get around that plateau, it's not going to happen fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody wants the hack.
Yeah, everybody wants the hack. There is no hack, man. There's no hack.
What do you think is the biggest stumbling block that most people face with this kind of journey?
Honestly, is they have the woe is me mentality. It's too hard. Life isn't fair. These things in life are not easy for me. You look to your left and you look to your right and you start to judge yourself off other people. Like, if you're a female, well, she's skinny and she doesn't work out as hard as I do. And everything starts to corrupt your mind. You start to look around too much at other people and what they're doing. And that starts to corrupt your own dialogue. We are judging ourselves against too many people. You have to judge yourself against yourself. And that's the one thing I started learning, man. This isn't a race against me and Rich Roll. This is a race against David Goggins and David Goggins alone. And once you can silence all that bullshit, all the outside interference and things that are attracting your mind to everything, you can then start to grow and realizing, I'm stressed out for no reason. This is my own little race. This is my own timeline, and this is how I'm going to run it.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not going to reach the level that you want. For example, you arrive home, you had a lunch, you do it a quick nap, and you wake up, you play with your kids, blah, blah, and I have to go to the gym at least 30, 40 minutes, but this will make the difference in the end of the day, you understand? If you not do it that work, you miss one. The next day, it's two sessions that you lost. And I know in the end of the day, in the end, they're gonna make a huge difference.
Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser, and the reason why you're not making it, and the reason why you're trying to go to all these, I go to all these conventions, speak all the time. I look in the audience and these people sign up every year to go to convention, thinking they're gonna learn something different. No, you're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. It sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I gotta do? I gotta study the same that I got one of the highest scores in the nation on, and do it again. Do it again. Do it again. It's not just there. It's not just there permanently for me.
Work your ass off. There is no magic pill. There is no magic out there. You cannot get around. You have to work and work and work. I can tell you. And it drives me crazy when people say that they don't have enough time to go to the gym for 45 minutes a day and work out, or to do something for 45 minutes to an hour a day to improve, if it is physically improve or if it is mentally to improve. Imagine you read 1 hour a day about history. How much you will learn after 365 hours in 1 year.
Stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.